It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything that you need to sell in person. And with Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that's going to effortlessly unite your in-person and online sales into just one source of truth. You're going to be able to track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. You could connect with customers in line and online. And Shopify, it's going to help you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns. So we're talking about TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business, take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or you can use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for battle-tested solutions. Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. I say do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/headspace. That's all lowercase. So you're going to go to shopify.com/headspace to take your retail business to the next level today. I'm going to say it one more time. shopify.com/headspace.
Headspace Studios.
Hi, it's Andy here, and welcome to Radio Headspace and to Monday Morning. I hope you had a good weekend. I know Monday mornings for a lot of people can often be a lot of sort of negative thoughts in the mind. Maybe it's leaving behind the space and the freedom of the weekend. Maybe it's a sense of anxiety or fear heading into the week ahead. Whatever it is, though, I think it can be useful to sort of reframe negative thinking. I know in the past we've talked about sort of these three different areas that can sometimes sort of obscure our thinking or get in the way of living a happier life. One is sort of a sense of ignorance, not really knowing what's going on in our mind. Strange as it may sound, we spend all day, every day with our mind. And yet, because we're so involved in the surface thinking, we don't really always understand why we think the way we do, why we feel the way we do, and why we sometimes behave the way we do. The second one is that sense of attachment, that desire chasing after things internally, externally, that often can sort of lead to its own sense of exhaustion and stress. But it's this third aspect, this idea of resistance that we're going to focus on today. Because if you think about negative thinking, most of it comes from resistance, if not all of it. Somehow a sense of dissatisfaction with our situation. Again, whether it's internal, whether it's external. There is a sense that things aren't as we would like them to be or as we think that they should be. And so we sort of push against it a little bit. Sometimes those things are really big things. They're really obvious in our life and we see them. But sometimes they're actually a lot more subtle than that. But actually, I'd love you to try this today or at some stage during the week. Actually, to begin to count how many times in a day you resist something in some way. So if we're going through a typical day, maybe the alarm goes off. That could be our first moment of resistance. We don't want to quit sleeping. We want to stay in bed, but we have to get out of bed. Maybe there's a sense, maybe it's cold where you live and you don't want to get out of bed because it's cold. Again, there's a sense of resistance towards it. It might be on your commute into work, the other people around you. It could be the sounds. It could be the smells. As we go through our day, there are so many moments where we push against life as it is. And every single one of those moments, almost like it compounds over time. So that by the time we get to the middle of the day or the end of the day or certainly the end of the week, it's almost like we've kind of had enough. and we therefore crave something different. But if we can get to a point where, when those moments arise, we have so much clarity around the situation, we see ourselves resisting. When we don't need to do anything about it, we don't need to give ourselves a hard time, we don't need to resist the resistance. It's enough simply to notice the resistance. And in that moment of noticing, something magical happens. We kind of let go of any stress. The mind begins to relax. And rather than compounding that negative thought, that compounding that stress over the course of a day, we actually start to let go of it instead. And we start to feel really different. So rather than seeing negative thoughts as something bad, something that you don't like, something you don't want to own, instead see them as an opportunity. Every single time one arises and we resist it, that is an opportunity to train the mind. You don't have to wait to meditate. You don't have to wait to get home and sit in a quiet place. Every moment throughout the day when we resist a negative thought, that is a moment where we're training the mind and where we're setting ourselves up for a healthier and happier day. I hope you have a good one today and a healthier and happier week. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, Kaysunga here. If you're here, I assume that you like Radio Headspace. And if you like Radio Headspace, you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring every teacher on the show and our wonderful host, Robin. We talk about life.
There is a level of almost addiction here where you're addicted to just information. It's like information overload.
Relationships.
Before you can spread love and kindness to others, you have to first cultivate it within yourself.
Yeah.
And anything else you can think to ask us. The first step with any change that you want to make is that acceptance and that awareness.
You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Liberty sees me, it stands by me, and celebrates me for who I am.
When I come into the office, I feel that I belong here.
I don't have to be corporate America Gabby. I can just bring Gabby to work.
Reach your potential and find a job you love at Liberty Mutual. We offer development training, rich benefits, and a culture that lets you bring your whole self to work so you can pursue your tomorrow today. Ready to consider a career at Liberty Mutual? Find out how at libertymutualcareers.com.